Navedra 14336 Alpha, Engineering Aid Advanced. Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter 6, Construction Methods and Materials, Electrical and Mechanical Systems. 1. Energy generated in larger stations from fossil fuel, water pressure, and nuclear energy is generally in the range of how many volts, but that voltage is insufficient for economical transmission over long distances. 13,200 to 24,000. 2. What is the segment of the electrical power system that connects the transmission system to the user's equipment at a usable voltage? Distribution system. 3. What transforms the transmission voltage to the proper distribution voltage and protects the substation and transmission lines against faults occurring in the feeder circuits? Distribution substation. 4. Which type of feeders in a distribution system are those conductors that transfer power from the distribution substation's step-down transformers to the distribution centers? Primary. 5. Primary feeders in which type of distribution take power from the distribution substation to the load areas by way of subfeeders and lateral branch circuits? Radial. 6. Which type of distribution system is more reliable and may be justified in areas where continuity of service is required, for example, at a medical center? Loop. 7. What is the most flexible type of primary feeder system? Network. 8. What, through fused or automatic cutouts, provide power to distribution transformers? Primary mains. 9. Most electrical equipment in the Navy uses how many volts? 120 or 208. 10. What is used to reduce, step down, the high primary voltage to the equipment utilization norm of 120 or 208 volts? Distribution transformer. 11. How many general types of single-phase distribution transformers are there? 3. 12. What are lines that carry power from the secondary side of the transformer through a distribution system to supply the electrical loads? Secondary mains, or circuits. 13. Single-phase secondary mains, or circuits, usually supply current for electrical lighting loads, small electric appliances, and small, 1 horsepower and under, single-phase electric motors. 1. 14. Each building requiring electric current must have a lead-in conductor, known as what, which is comprised of 2, 3, or 4 individual conductors, or a single cable containing the required number of conductors. Service drop. 15. What is used to protect the distribution system or the equipment connected to it? Distribution cutout. 16. What are designed to open a circuit in an overload condition and then automatically reclose the circuit? Reclosers. 17. What provide a point in the circuit where a lightning impulse can pass to earth through the ground wire without injuring line insulators, transformers, or other connected equipment? Lightning arresters. 18. Poles are available in various types of wood depending upon the species of trees available in the local area. In the United States, the southern yellow pine, western red cedar, and what else are the most commonly used species? Douglas fir. 19. In the Navy, all wood poles must be a minimum length of 30 feet, while transformer poles must be how many feet minimum? 35. 20. Which type of poles are only used for lightweight distribution, such as for streetlights? Aluminum. 21. What are the most common type of guys? Down guys. 22. What are used to reinforce a pole line against the side pole of conductors developed at curves, angles, or sharp turns in the line? Side guys. 23. Which type of guy is usually placed at the end of a pole line to counterbalance the pull of the line conductors? Terminal down guy. 24. Which type of guy is used where there is a directional change in the line? Corner guy. 25. Which type of guy is installed in a straight pole line where an unusual stress or strain comes from farther down the pole line or where there is a chance the conductors may break and cause excessive damage? Line guy. 26. Which type of guys are used to transfer the load supported by one line pole to another? Head guys. 27. What is used where a pole is too small to be self-sustaining and cannot be guyed? Push brace. 28. Which publication provides information on materials, specifications, and construction methods needed to design pole lines? NAVFAC, November Foxtrot, Golf Sierra, 16302. 29. Which type of plan furnishes the essential data for laying out a proposed facility? Site. 30. Which type of water is rain that runs off the ground into streams, rivers, and lakes? Surface. 31. What is rain or surface water that percolates through the soil and collects as an underground source? Groundwater. 32. The engineer must consider three primary factors when selecting a water source for development: quantity, reliability, and what else? Quality. 33. What is one of the most important factors the engineer considers when selecting a source? Water reliability. 34. What, in relation to a water source, includes all work that increases the quantity, improves the quality, or makes the water more readily available for treatment and distribution? Developing. 35. What carry water from the water source or treatment works to users? Distribution mains. 36. What are distribution mains of large size? Arterial mains. 37. What are used to increase water pressure from storage tanks or low-pressure mains? Booster stations. 38. What control the flow of water in the distribution system by isolating areas for repair or by regulating system flow or pressure? Valves. 39. What are designed to allow water from the distribution system to be used for firefighting purposes? Hydrants. 40. What are used to connect individual buildings or other plumbing systems to the distribution system mains? Service connections. 41. What is any connection between a potable and non-potable water system through which a contaminating flow can occur? Cross connection. 42. In long supply lines, shutoff valves should be installed at intervals no greater than 5,000 feet and no greater than how many feet in main distribution loops or feeders? 1,500. 43. Which publication provides criteria for fire hydrants? Military Handbook 1008 Charlie. 44. Hydrant locations should be a minimum of 6 feet and a maximum of how many feet from the edge of a paved roadway surface? 7. 45. Hydrants should not be placed closer than how many feet to any obstruction and never in front of entranceways? 3. 46. In general, hydrants should be at least 50 feet from a building and never closer than how many feet to a building, except where building walls are blank firewalls? 25. 47. Which system is a collection of sewer pipes and pumps designed to convey domestic and industrial wastes and transport them to a wastewater treatment plant? Wastewater. 48. Which type of sewer is never designed to carry stormwater or groundwater? Sanitary. 49. Which pipe is the smallest pipe in a wastewater collection system? House sewer. 50. Which pipe receives discharge from house sewers? Lateral sewer. 51. Which pipe receives waste from two or more lateral sewers? Sub-main. 52. Which pipe takes discharge from two or more sub-mains or from a sub-main plus laterals? Main. 53. Which pipe receives wastewater from more than one main or trunk sewer? Intercepting sewer. 54. Which type of sewer is built to relieve an existing sewer that has an inadequate capacity? Relief. 55. Most piping in a wastewater system is gravity piping designed to flow by gravity action at a rate of not less than how many feet per second? 2. 56. An inverted siphon may have one or more pipes and is designed to flow at a rate of at least how many feet per second to keep the pipes clear of settling solids? 3. 57. What is a concrete or masonry structure used for inspection and maintenance of sewer lines? Manhole. 58. Manholes are usually spaced how many feet apart for sewers up to approximately 60 inches in diameter? 300 to 400. 59. Which publication provides design guidance for wastewater systems? Military Handbook 1005/8 Alpha. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.